Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey, Mr. Miles, how are you today? Okay, are you involved in a Home Depot appliances installation department?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And can you provide the phone number associated with your order?
929-465-1202.
Okay, that was 929-465-1202. Is this correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Sorry?
I said I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Yeah. Okay.
And I thank you for your patience.
No problem.
And it looks like my initial search with 929-465-1202 returned zero results. What appliance is to be delivered and installed?
It's not installed, but the appliances was a washer and dryer.
Oh, and it's just going to be delivery?
No, it's going to be installation and takeaway, hallway for the old appliances.
Is the dryer gas or electric?
The dryer's gas.
Okay. What state are you in?
Oh, we're in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know in some...
To be honest with you, I'm not even sure if it's gas or electric, but that's what the driver say. It's a gas dryer.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
That could
be
a problem.
So supposed to be, yeah.
If your existing dryer is not gas and you don't have, if you don't have the gas, plumbing, to be able to, connect a gas dryer to, then the gas dryer, if you chose a gas dryer, wouldn't be able to be hooked up because.
Yeah,
because the heating element wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be able to heat up without that gas.
Right.
Whereas if it's an electric dryer, the electricity would heat the heating element so that it would heat up to dry the clothes. you may want to check on that with Home Depot before they actually deliver out the product, because if you need to switch it out to an electric, you know, I mean, and you can usually take a peek behind your dryer. Sometimes it's in a tight space and I don't know how easy that would be for you. And I would hate for you to have to, you know, kind of try to slide it out to look behind it. But sometimes you can kind of take a peek and maybe get an idea. If you see a gas line there, you know, and like a stainless steel braided flex hose connected to the shutoff valve and then connected to the dryer, that would let you know that, yeah, that's definitely a gas connection. But if it's not, and the dryer you selected is gas, then you might want to call Home Depot and say, hey, I need to switch this, you know, I need to reselect and get an electric dryer because I just noticed that my home is not set up for gas. And because if they bring out the washer and the dryer and then turns out the dryer's gas and there's no way to hook it up, then you're going to be having to wait even longer to get an electric dryer delivered and installed and have to take another day out of your life, which I don't know, maybe if you'd have to take the day off of work or how inconvenient it would be for you, but I wouldn't want you to have to deal with that, you know, that much of an inconvenience. But I
appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I was not able to locate an order in our system with the phone number 929-465-1202. So
that's actually, this is exactly what's going on. Okay. This is my father's phone number and my father purchased it all this. I'm assuming it's a gas dryer because he purchased it, but I just don't know if it's gas electric. That's why. Anyway, I called to follow up. I also gave them my phone number. I don't know if it's in your system. Do you want to check my phone number as well?
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
It's 347-552-2778.
Hey, 347-552-2778. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay.
And we do not have any orders in our database here at XPO associated with the phone number 347-552-2778. So this is increasingly looking like it's going to be delivered through the Home Depot home delivery team.
Right. Okay. So what does it mean?
That would mean that you would want to contact Home Depot to inquire first and foremost, you can inquire if the dryer that was purchased is gas or electric, so you would know up front. And then you could also look at
the gas.
Okay,
I mean, they deliver the gas dryer, including they also deliver the parts.
Well, if they've already delivered it, then
they deliver it. They're supposed to install it. The driver could not install it, and they suggested for me to call back to the Home Depot and make another appointment for the plumber. Who could install this dryer and washer, and waiting for a call. It's been a few days. I haven't heard. That's why I'm following up.
So then that almost sounds like the home delivery. Well, that actually sounds like the home delivery team came out. They delivered the products and they said, we can't install this. So call Home Depot and let Home Depot know that you need to be set up for an installation service. And in that regards, if that's the case, then Home Depot could create a work order, or which is referred to as a purchase order, for the installers that I deal with to go out to your residence to install the appliances. So those would be like the handyman type guys that have the skills necessary to install the gas dryer. And also because the washing machine, I mean, the delivery team, I mean, they could have hooked up the washing machine. I don't, unless Home Depot, unless there's any rules that would prevent them from being able to do so, they could have connected the washing machine, because that's real simple connections. It's like basically connecting garden hoses to spigots, and then the drain hose, you know, you just put it on where it drains to, and put like what they refer to. I'm not sure what the clamp is called, but they oftentimes call it a Jesus clamp, because when you, it's so tightly on there, when you try to get it off, you've got to squeeze the thing so tight. You might say, make you say, Jesus, this is so tight. But sometimes they refer to, you know, Jesus clamps.
Yeah.
But that's not the professional term for it. But yeah, that's a simple.
Yeah,
connection.
That's what I was requesting. So they say they couldn't install the dryer. So I suggested, why don't you just install the washer so we could do some washing? They said, sure. And after they try to untighten the screws and somehow, and they say, you know what, and water is leaking now. Maybe they broke it, or maybe it was broken. I'm not sure what it was. Anyway, it was working fine at the moment.
Uh-huh.
But after they try to unscrew the screws and install the pipeline, they say they couldn't go further.
Oh, no. Okay, well, the next step, it sounds like, would be to contact Home Depot and let them know that you need to be set up for the professional installers to go out to install.
Yeah, they're
the
aware of it. Yeah, they're aware. I did. I called the store, and they explained the situation, and they say they're going to look into it, and they say, you know what, Kev, wait until the technician, the installation department will call you, which is your department, right?
Well, we would would call it. Okay, so if Home Depot creates the installation purchase order, when we receive that installation purchase order, which so far I have not been able to locate, but when we receive a newly created installation order, within about 24 hours, one of our team members would reach out to you to offer you assistance with scheduling of the installation services. But currently, we don't have that installation
order
in our database, and that is a problem. Yes,
sir. That's the problem. So you don't know. You wouldn't know, you know, because you don't have it in your system. That's what it is right now.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay. So I guess I have to go back to the store to check if they submit the order to you and follow up again. That's the only way, I think. Right?
Either that or call them by phone.
I did. I tried to call you right before you. This is how I got the number from them. The lady, he doesn't really know anything about it. They just give me the number to call you and follow up. She doesn't know if it's in the system. I mean, you know, just they're a bunch of people. They don't know. I mean, some people know, some people don't know. So, you know, the person who answered the phone, she didn't know. She didn't bother to check the system.
Oh, no. She should have contacted the appliances department and got you on the line with someone in appliances. That would have been better.
I spoke to someone at the appliance department. I mean, she's the one who gave me your number here. And follow up. She should have checked that it was in the system, but she didn't, obviously. Anyway, what is your name, sir?
My name is Miles.
Mr. Miles. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you available on Monday as well?
Are you there
every day?
I'm not. I'm off on Mondays, and I work Tuesday through Saturday, 11 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay. So, okay. Maybe I was. Okay. All right. Okay. But then, okay, here's what I do. I'm going to call back to the number, the Home Depot, and check if they submit the order to your installation department again, and to see what they say. That's the only way, I guess, right?
Yes, sir. That would be the thing to do.
And I should get the order number just in case and call you back to see if you have the order number, same order number or not, right?
Sure, yes, sir. And if you get the order number, make sure you ask the store what their store number is, not their phone number, but their location number, like, you know, it might be Home Depot store number 2088 in your area, but in my area, right, it might be Home Depot store number 0782, or, you know, so that would, okay, be, because in order for us to look up a purchase order for an installation service in our database, we have to enter the store number and then the purchase order number in order to be able to locate that order in our database.
But then you asked me my phone number, though.
Well, no, I'm not asking for the phone number for Home Depot. It's the store location number. So that way,
okay.
Yeah, like at say, for example, like at the corporate office, they might look at it like, okay, so store number 0167, they're needing to be shipped out, you know, this many of these products. Store number 2622 needs these many products. These are the revenues that came in from store number 0167 or 2022, you know, and that's how a corporate can better manage their stores, by keeping,
right,
track of them by numbers rather than, because, okay, you could have more than one Home Depot in a city, like in Richmond, Virginia. Maybe there's more,
right,
than one Home Depot. So corporate wouldn't be able,
right,
to say, well, how about the Richmond, Virginia store? Well, what if there's two Home,
right,
Depots in Richmond, Virginia? So they would need to look,
right,
at it by store numbers. And that's,
right,
the store number is what we need to be able to enter to proceed the actual purchase order number in order for us to locate a Home Depot order in our database. And that's why I typically ask just, you know, for the phone number, because the customer's not always aware of what the store number is, even if they have the purchase order number.
Oh, okay. I understand. We have two stores here too, but, you know, so that makes sense. I understand what you're saying.
All right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, all right. Thank you, Mr. Miles. Greatly appreciated your help. Really. Thank you so much. Let
You're
me
very, very
pull back and see what they say. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much once again, Mr. Miles.
You're very welcome, and I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was absolutely my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a very good weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Miles. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.